Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Bridal Talk Radio. I am one of the hosts, Deidre Rousseff from Together Marriages. We are a marriage ministry. We offer wife coaching, wife and husband mentoring. We teach marriage classes 2 times a year, and we do an annual Marriage on Fire retreat. You can find us on Facebook under Together Marriages, or you can find us under Truly Wed Wives. That's the wife group. We're online this evening because we have a Marriage on Fire retreat coming up December the 4th through the 7th. We'll be going to Sandals in Jamaica, Sandals White House in Jamaica. This will be our 3rd annual Marriage on Fire retreat. The first retreat we did was 2 years ago. We did a cruise on Royal Caribbean, and we went to a few islands. Last year, we went to Sandals, Grand Riviera, and Ocho Rios, Jamaica. And this time, we'll be going to Sandals, White House, which is also in Jamaica. We have a special guest this evening, which is David Front. He's our business development manager from Sandals, and he's going to be on this evening to speak to us, to give us some information on what the different things that they have going on at Sandals. So towards the end of the show, we will be able to take questions, and David will address your questions if it's pertaining to Sandals. If it's pertaining to the marriage ministry, I will, myself and my husband, Dwight, we will address the question. So Dwight is on, David is on, and I'm going to bring them both in. Okay, Dwight.
Yes, all right, good evening.
How are you?
I'm pretty well, thank you.
Okay, you want to open us up with a word of prayer?
Sure, but before I say a quick word of prayer, let me just go to Romans 1:20, that states, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." That's from Romans 1:20. Let's say a quick word of prayer pertaining to that. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, what a glorious world you have created. Help us to be more aware of your fingerprints throughout all creation. Give us the divine power to be able to just partake in this, your world, and all that you have created for us to abide in, Father.
Amen.
God. Father, we thank you for David Rich, evening, Father God, who will bring your word pertaining to all Sandals and Beaches Resorts, Father God, so that we as your people will get understanding of what it is that you have for us to see and partake in, Father God. We thank you, we
amen.
Love you, we adore you. For your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray with thanksgiving always. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Dave. Okay, David.
Hi, Deidre. I'm here.
Hey, David. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. Thanks so much for inviting me.
That's good. Now, thanks for being willing. You know, Sandals is such a popular destination. I know with our travel agency, we only do Sandals beaches and cruises. So Sandals is always the number one destination for couples. And since we have the marriage ministry, we're always sending couples or something like that. So we just wanted to bring you in so you would be able to speak to the couples and give them clarity on what the resorts offer and what they can expect once they go to the ultra all-inclusive luxury vacation.
Oh, awesome. Wonderful. Well, first of all, I must say that, of course, as you mentioned, you know, Sandals, it's a true Caribbean company. Of course, in the Caribbean. The chairman's philosophy pretty much is to invest into the property. So from all the profits, he has made back into the product itself. And we are growing by leaps and bounds. You know, someone today that, you know, we're taking over the entire Caribbean, one island. And just recently, we have just launched some new destination, new resorts. We just opened a resort and also in Barbados, and there's more to come on the horizon. But for the retreat this year in December at Sandals White House, you have made a great choice. Great choice in that, well, first of all, as we all know, you know, Sandals is for two people. And pretty much, you know, I know that's what this ministry is all about, you know, reigniting the fire in the marriage. And there's no better place to do that than at a Sandals resort. Now, with regards to the destination you have chosen at Sandals White House, this is one that it's, you know, pretty much offers, you know, everything for a couple. It's a great resort if you're a beach lover. And one great thing about this property is that every single room at this resort offers an ocean view. So, of course, God's creation, you know, great to actually sit on your balcony or patio and enjoy that breathtaking view of the Caribbean Sea. Now, as I said, you know, every single room. And it's a large property in that it's a quiet getaway where you can relax. You can do everything or do nothing at all. And it doesn't feel like it's all congested because it sits on over 500 acres. So you could be sitting with your significant other on one end of the property on the beach and some miles away. So again, if, you know, if everyone wants to come together as a group and do different activities, you know, that can be done. But if you just want a quiet getaway to just relax on the beach, then that is available for you as well. As part of the luxury included concept, of course, you know that your transfers to and from the airport is included. So, and I'm sure you're going to be flying from Philadelphia. You have a direct flight into Sanctions International Airport in Montego Bay. You clear immigrations and customs, and you proceed to the Sandals Lounge. Now, because you're traveling as a group, and if everyone is pretty much arriving around about the same time, then what we do is we try to keep everyone the same transfers to the resort. Now, you're going to be driving about 75 minutes through the center of the island on your way to Sandals White House. Now, once you get to White House, Sandals Resort, that's the only resort on that part of the island. The other properties that are located on that part of the island are actually like villas and small, you know, small villas. And Sandals is pretty much part of the island. So once you enjoy the ride for about 75 minutes, come upon this beautiful, beautiful resort. And as I said, you know, continuing with the amenities and services we offer, of course, you know, all are included, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We have a number of water activities. And if you're a certified diver, then you have unlimited diving while you're there. If you're not certified, there's a resort certification you can do at a cost of $9, which allows you to dive at any Sandals or beaches resort up to a year. But if you're certified, you have diving. There are other activities as well, surfing, kayaking, hobby cats, glass bottom boats, you name it, it's available. There are also land sports available. We have volleyball, tennis. We also have fitness centers available, you know, for those who want to, you know, take care of the mind, body, and soul, and to, you know, body in shape. We have those available as well as activities, you know, such as aerobics, yoga, Pilates. So it's all available at your disposal. Now, the spa facility is at an additional cost, so our items purchased at the gift shop. But all your meals, all the entertainment, the transfers, there'll be nightly entertainments, Carberry show, or a beach party, different activities and entertainment on a nightly basis. We also have, as I've seen Deidre outline on the, we have a number of different room categories available, but whether you stay in the entry-level category, a club-level concierge, or a butler category, as I said, every single room at the resort is, I mean, as an ocean view. And once you're at the property, just enjoy amenities and services. If you want a little bit more pampering where, you know, you can get a butler suite where you'll have a butler to cater to every need you have. You'll be given a cell phone where you have a direct contact with the butler, and they're like Caribbean genies where your wish is their command. So they're there at your beck and call to make sure all your expectations are met and actually exceeded. We also
Amen.
It sounds, DJ, it sounds like you want to be there right now, and especially after the rough winter you had, eh?
Oh, but I do.
Did you also
David,
have a,
you're going. You're going in and out. We can hear you, but you're going in and out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that much better?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying, especially after this rough winter we just experienced, you know, there's no better place than in the Caribbean at one of the Sandals Resort. We have other services available, such as the tours and excursions through Island Routes. And, of course, in the White House area, we have, you know, rafting on the river. We have catamaran cruise. We have a number of different excursions available for you to partake in outside of the property. But, again, there's enough, you know, with everything that will be happening with this retreat, and I know that there are a lot of arranged activities. Pretty much, you know, everything that you need is available on the resort. I mean, I can speak to the other resorts if you want, but I know I'm focusing mostly on the White House Resort, since that is where you will be spending the time on December 4th to 7th of this year. I don't know if there are any specific questions you'd like for me to address, Deidre, or, you know, you want me to speak more about, you know, the other properties available.
Yes, Dwight is going to come on in a few minutes to speak about the other properties, but mm-hmm. I just had a few additional questions about White House, because the last time we were at White House, I want to say it was probably 2009, mm-hmm. and I know... One thing I know is that Sandals is always expanding, refurbishing, and doing different things with the property. So I know that when you go to the property one year, you go to the next year, it's always something that's new. It's always something
exactly.
new. So I know that the one thing that I did like is that all the rooms at this resort are ocean view.
Yes.
But I wanted to talk about I know it's like 7 restaurants.
Yes.
And I just wanted to know, could you just talk about the restaurants just a little?
Okay. All right. With regards to this property, it's unique in its own right. When you look at some of the other Sandals Resort, you have, you know, restaurants that are actually located all over the property. This property is a bit unique in that one restaurant is located by the French Village, the Bluefields restaurant. And you're right, Deidre. I mean, there have been some changes at the resort, because this Bluefield restaurant, in the past, it only serves lunch. But now it has a dinner menu, so they have expanded into dinner as well. Now, the beauty about this resort is that
When you look towards the other end of the property by the courtyard, you have all the other restaurants in clusters, meaning they're beside each other. So you walk from one building to the next and they're all joined together, where this provides this great atmosphere where you can dine indoors as well as outdoors. So, and what I like to do when I go to the resort, I like to dine in one restaurant, have a few courses, take a couple of steps, and I'm at another restaurant. And especially, as I said, on a beautiful evening, dining under the stars, listening to the musicians, it doesn't get any better than that. So you have, you know, Eleanor's, you have the Mediterranean restaurant, which is around towards the other end of the property. But, you know, all the restaurants, with the exception of Bluefields, they're all beside each other. So it provides for that, you know, sort of like when you're in Paris, so you can dine like in the courtyard. It provides for that setting where you can actually be dining in a restaurant and you see what is being served in the other restaurant. So for that reason, I like that atmosphere where you're in one central area and you can partake from the different restaurants. Now, in addition to that atmosphere, what they've done recently, they have added a number of fire pits to the resort. Now, We started with the fire pits at Sanders Royal Bahamian, you know, being that it's so close to the United States. And, of course, sometimes when we have some rough winters, you know, it tends to get a little cold. I mean, not anything like we experienced here this past winter, but, you know, sometimes down 75. So the pools are actually heated there. I was talking about in the Bahamas. But what happened is that these fire pits that actually started in the Bahamas, they've literally spread like wildfire. And it's so funny that this retreat is called Marriage on Fire. So you'll have the fire pits there to actually ignite this marriage at your retreat at the resort. So, you know, they have added a number of fire pits throughout the property, and these are very popular locations in the evening, you know, couples snuggle up with each other and, you know, just enjoying the warmth and looking into the Caribbean Sea, as well as they've added a number of lounge chairs along with umbrellas, you know, all over the property. That is one change that has been made recently. Also, before, towards the French Village where we had the Bluefields restaurant, usually when you're walking back to get towards the courtyard, there is a part usually where you had to walk like in the sand. So they have built a walkway all the way from the French Village. So if you walk along the beach all the way around towards the other end where the restaurants are, then you have this, you have that pathway. So, you know, I mean, for the ladies, of course, who will get all fancy with their heels and get dressed up in the evenings, they don't have to worry about walking in the sand with their heels. So those are some of the noticeable changes that have been made within the last year or so. And going back to the restaurants, I just want to add that they have redefined the whole concept, and they have a new program called Discover Dining, where every single restaurant, they have a story behind it. They have a signature drink. There's a culinary concierge that is located in the lobby. So for those people with any dietary restrictions, I mean, if you're vegetarian, if you're, you know, vegan, whatever it is, then you can communicate that to the culinary concierge, and of course that is communicated to the chef to ensure that whatever restaurants you dine in, then you'll have a great dining experience. We have also just hired a number of new chefs, authentic chefs. So again, if it's a French restaurant, we have a French chef. If it's an Italian restaurant, we have an Italian chef. So as I said, it has a signature drink, it has a story, and it has all these authentic chefs available as well.
And that right there is just so amazing, to be able to go to a resort and never leave a resort. Because when I stayed at all the singles resorts except for the two new ones in Barbados and Grenada, and then I didn't stay in Royal Plantation. I didn't stay in that one. So other than that, I stayed at all the resorts. But right. The thing about it is that even though I said it, all of them, I really didn't, because they always come in and do some additions and, you know, there be changes. But one thing about the restaurant, it was like a whole area, and it was cafes. It was just like so amazing. And out of all the Sandals properties, this is my favorite one. White House is my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because how all of the rooms are on the beach, and how all, well, when I was there, it was like all of the restaurants was basically on the other side. So
right.
It's like you can pick and choose. You're right there. You can pick and choose. But, of course, my favorite restaurant was Eleanor's, because I don't know if that's what a lobster still is, but the lobster was awesome. So
I see. You're a lobster
favorite.
Lover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny that this is my favorite restaurant, my favorite resort as well, because it offers so much. I mean, for people who want that quiet, relaxing atmosphere, or, you know, just a little, you know, activity, or, you know, to take it over the top. I mean, it, you know, it offers, you know, everything. As you said, Eleanor is your favorite. You know, there's also Bayside, Bluefield, Jasmine, Giuseppe's. You know, and again, the fact that you guys will be there as a group, I'm sure there'll be opportunities as well where you'll have probably like a group dinner where a special menu is customized, you know, for the group as well. And there's some great locations as well, such as in the courtyard, as well as just in the open air in front of Eleanor's, you know, there you could have a group dinner as well as other nights where couples can dine on their own. You know, but I mean, the choices are, you know, overwhelming, pretty much.
Well, I know when we went to Sandals Grand Riviera last year, it was just so amazing. And my husband and I, we had gone there before, because that's what we got certified for, our Sandals Wedding Room Specialist. We got certified, so the resort was so big. So, of course, we didn't see the resort, the entire resort. So we said, because that one had 15 restaurants, so we was like, we were going to eat at all the restaurants, and some of them we didn't need to eat at, because we ate at them before, but we still didn't get to all the restaurants, and we stayed there 7 days.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then while we were there, well, we renewed our vows in 2008 at Beaches and the Grill, and there was like a whole bunch of people that went with us, our pastor and, you know, a lot of our family and friends, they all went. So it wasn't, we didn't get that intimate feel. So we renewed our vows again when we went to Sandals Grand Riviera, and it was just us. It was just my husband and I, and we did it the day before the group came down, and it was just a romantic feeling. It was just like, and I didn't even know that they did all of this. That's why I'm saying all of these additions. The chauffeur came and picked us up from the villa. We were at the villa, and then, you know, took us to, because the ceremony was on the beach, took us to the beach, and then we went to, I don't know if you would call it the bluff. I call it the bluff, but it's, we were, like, up, like, on a second level. I can't really remember what it was, but it was really nice and really romantic, and it was just all about my husband and I, and it was, like, four people. It was the chauffeur, the photographer, the wedding coordinator. It was two wedding coordinators, so and a server, and that was a really, really a unique feeling. And my husband and I, it was like we connected on a level that we had never connected before, because it was just us. We both have the same gifts, so we're always serving people and different things like that. So it was just like amazing. Like, so I just wanted to talk about the wedding packages and the vow renewal packages. I know the vow renewal packages were $300. I don't know if it's still $300, but I just wanted to just talk about it, you know, just a little about what do they get with that $300.
Okay. Yes, it is, well, actually we have redefined it now, and it's actually called the Retie the Knot.
It is.
Right. So with Retie the Knot, pretty much, you know, if you've been married before, you know, while you're at Sandals or Beaches, you can actually rekindle or sort of retie, you know, the knot. Yes, as you mentioned, it's $300. And what it comes with it comes with, you know, the ceremony of the minister, justice of peace, the cake, the musical accompaniment. If you are traveling just as a couple, you know, we provide a witness, of course, and the bouquet, boutonniere, and those items. But it's pretty much just as I said, rekindling, retying the knot. With regard to the wedding program, though, if you have never been married before and you're staying at the resort for 6 nights or longer, then the wedding is free. You get the Beautiful Beginnings package. And with that, again, comes with the Minister Justice of the Peace, the boutonniere, the bouquet, the wedding cake. And it's usually up for the bride and groom and 6 guests. Of course, for larger weddings, you know, there are different a la carte prices that you can add and mix, different options to. But there are 6 beautiful themes that you can select from. However, if you truly want to make it your own and make it your wedding, your style, then you can start off with a color palette and then you select from an a la carte menu to choose different options. And there are no hard and fast rules. I mean, it's your wedding, your style. So whatever colors you want to add, whatever floral arrangement, if you want to structure the table runners, the lanterns, the place settings, whatever it is, you can make that into a reality. Start it off with a color. They say that most young ladies, you know, from the moment they were born, they have their favorite color, and, you know, they dream about that special wedding day. And, of course, the color is going to play an integral part of the whole wedding process for them. Yeah, but those are opportunities available to you as well when you're at the resort.
Okay, now I know that we had a couple last year. It was a few couples we had that did retirement lots, but one couple in particular, they did it at White House, and they just want to go back to that resort. They were celebrating 25 years, and they just want to go back to that resort. Although we said it's so many resorts, it's just something about that resort. But
definitely,
I know when we did our retirement lot, it was just so much food. It was just this big wedding cake. I'm like, who are they feeding? You know, because it was just so much. But that was one of the things, and I just wanted to talk about the level of service. And I know you talked about the water sports, but I just wanted to ask another question about the water sports. And I know my husband is eager to speak to you himself.
Okay, go ahead, Dwight.
So, I just wanted to ask about, the water sports. I know that they have different water sports, and water sports are included. The only thing that they have to already be, they already have to be TABI certified when they come,
right,
or they can get TABI certified. It takes longer, doesn't it, if they get TABI certified there?
Right. If they're certified, then yes, they have unlimited diving while they're there, if they're divers. If they're not certified, they can do a resort certification. This is not the PADI certification. It's a resort certification, which pretty much takes about probably 3 hours, and then they'll have a one-tank dive. Now, if they want to get PADI certified, we do recommend that they do, there's an e-learning class online, so they can start the process online and then complete it at the resort. Because, yes, it does take a long time to get PADI certified. So if they want to be professionally certified, we recommend that they do the e-learning class online and then they finish a course when they get to the resort. But apart from diving, though, we have the canoes, the kayaks, windsurfing, snorkeling, glass bottom boats, paddle boarding, knee boarding, sailboats. I mean, water skiing. It's all available. So the hobby cats. So there are different activities for you for the water lovers to partake in as well.
Okay. Excellent. And last but not least, I just wanted you to talk about the level of service, because it was beyond what I expected when I first went in. The first time we went to Sanders, I think it was in 1999, but I just wanted you to talk about the level of service, even, you know, leading up to the butler suite.
Okay. Well, for Jamaica, primarily, Jamaica's number one earner is the tourism industry. So, and sometimes you might come in contact with, like, some of the locals, some of the natives, and you might find them a little aggressive. It's just that they, you know, they get very passionate in, you know, peddling their wares and stuff. But Jamaicans, they're very warm and friendly people, and they go above and beyond to ensure that you have a good time. And that is why we started in Jamaica 31 years ago, and we have most of our properties in Jamaica. As a matter of fact, when most of the other properties are opened, we actually have Jamaican staff members that goes over to the other properties, you know, to show them how it's done, because we truly believe in tourism and hospitality, and we take it to the next level. And that is what is so important about Sandals, because you'll see other resorts, you know, other new resorts being built. But it's not only about the luxury accommodation and the new buildings and the newness of the rooms. It's all about the warmth and the friendliness of the people. Because you can have the most beautiful structure, but if it's cold, I mean, it's not worth it. The level of service is second to none. And as Deja mentioned, apart from the butler service, I mean, every single client there is, you know, will experience the high level of service. The butlers, on the other hand, they take it to the next level. But we have staff members, you know, from the bartenders to, you know, the waiters, the waitresses, you know, the room attendants, you know, when they make up your room, you know, all warm and friendly. At that particular resort also, that resort had the best general manager in the chain, Mr. G. Unfortunately, he's no longer there. He's actually now in Antigua. However, Jeffrey Burke, the sales manager at that property, he is phenomenal. I can't say enough about him, but, I mean, between him and the other staff members there, they ensure that everyone, you know, have the time of their life, and that, you know, the expectations are just exceeded.
Amen, amen. That is the truth, because, as I stated, that's like one of my favorite resorts, and we're just looking forward to getting back to Sandals, you know, sooner than later. So, but it was good speaking with you, David, and we thank you for all that you do for the Philly, and I think you still do the Delaware area. And I said it before, and I'll say it again: we have the best business development manager.
Why, thank you, Deidre.
And I'll be talking to you later, David, and I'm turning it over to Dwight. Everyone be blessed.
Okay.
David, how are you this evening?
I am doing pretty good, Dwight. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just a few questions for you, David, just to enlighten our couples here on the phone. Uh-huh. Now, all the Sandals and Beach Resorts, they are, which one is more reserved for the couple that is more laid back?
Funny you should ask that, because each resort pretty much has its own personality. Mm-hmm. And that is what is so unique about Sandals. You know, no two Sandals are alike. The only thing that is considered Sandals is the amenities and the level of service. Now, talking about laid back, the White House where you're going to, that's one that is laid back. Sandals Negril is also laid back. Royal Caribbean in Montego Bay, as well as the Royal Plantation in Ocherias. You know, these are quiet, laid back resorts. Again, where, you know, you can choose to, you know, take it up a notch, but if for the most part, it's an atmosphere where you just get away, relax, you know, lay on the beach, and, you know, simply just be in control and do whatever you want. As opposed to, say, like Sandals Montego Bay is more upbeat, more energetic, more party atmosphere. But For the layback resorts in Jamaica, you're looking at Sanders White House, Sanders Negril, Sanders Royal Caribbean, and Sanders Royal Plantation.
Good, good. Well, and another question, David. Listen, for the nighttime comes, though, at the resorts, though, you know, people did all they could do during the day. They went to the beach. They went on the tour guides. They went on tours. They got into the water, water sporting. What type of entertainment do the resorts offer at night?
Offer night? Okay. Well, each night we have different entertainment packages. At some resorts, we have the Cricketers Pub, which actually serves, you know, dinner at night. Unfortunately, there's none at Sanders White House. But at White House, what you have, we have an amphitheater that has different activities throughout the night. So depending on the night in question, you might have a cabaret show, a live show, where you have these different artists comes in and perform. You might have a beach party one night where everything is taken out to the beach and you have the fire dancers, the limbo dancers, the steel pan band playing. I also mentioned, you know, when you're dining, of course, you know, if you choose to dine outside under the stars, there's a musician, a saxophonist, that actually plays right there for you. Very, very romantic. As well as there is a white knight, there's a chocolate buffet, so you have all different variations, sized taste chocolate with a martini bar available as well. So there are different activities throughout, and there are different theme activities as well. You know, sometimes they might have a karaoke night in the martini bar, as well as the other activities. And, of course, if you want to dance a night away, then, of course, a disco plays until the wee hours of the morning as well.
All right. A few more questions for you, David. Something that really amazed me, though, during our last trip was coming home, waiting at the airport. We stayed at Mobile Bay, and I think that's about $30 per person. Could you explain to our people online what is Mobile Bay?
Okay, the Club Mobile. What this is a unique feature in Jamaica at the airport. Well, this service, you can actually get it both ways, but it's more, I would more recommend it on the return, because when you arrive at the resort, when you arrive at the airport, chances are, when I go down to the resort, right, I usually go on the first flight. So when I get into Sankt International Airport, usually it's the first flight that is in. So I usually proceed right to Immigration and Customs, and within a few minutes, I get my luggage and I'm at the Sanders desk. However, if you arrive at a time where, you know, it's a little congested, then if you purchase the service on that arrival end, then once you get off the jet bridge, there's somebody there with your name, and they will whisk you through Immigration and Customs straight to the Sanders Lounge. Now, on the return, it's where it has more value, because as you know, you have to get to the airport in a timely fashion. I mean, you know, since 9-1-1, you know, the time from the resort, you know, is like pretty much like 4 hours before. You have to start making preparations from the resort to get to the airport. And sometimes you get to the airport, you know, with an hour or two to spare, where the Club Mobile service, once you check into your flights, it'll actually expedite you through security. So you'll have an escort that escorts you and bypass the long line through security. And once you check through security, you'll be escorted to the lounge. You have a lounge that is equipped with Wi-Fi. So if you have your laptop, iPads, you know, you can go on the online. In that lounge, it has complimentary alcoholic as well as non-alcoholic beverages, snacks. It has, if you have, you know, it has a kiddies center, nursery. It has, shower facilities. It has a spa on additional cost. But it's a great way to just relax in an environment, being pampered, you know, with all the foods and snack and, you know, available to you while your flight is ready. Once you do check into the lounge, of course, they'll take your flight information. And once your flight is about to board, they'll announce it in the lounge, and then you're sent up to your gate where you just jet off back to the United States. So it's a great added value to really put the icing on the trip on your way back to the United States.
Yes, it did. It did wonders for us, though. Sitting there waiting in the airport, which not much to do. Sitting there for 3 hours, though, so being at Club Obey was excellent for us.
Definitely.
And the cost of that, was it $30 per person, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, approximately. You know? Yeah, approximately 30 per person. Correct.
Okay. One last question for you, David. How many sandals and beach resorts are there, and where are they located?
Well, it's so funny. Because as I mentioned earlier, we're just constantly growing and growing. Right now, we have 27 properties around. But to break it down for you, we have 7 Sandals properties in Jamaica, 3 in St. Lucia, 1 in Antigua, 2 in the Bahamas, 1 in Grenada that just opened in December, and 1 in Barbados just opened in November. We have beaches properties in Turks and Caicos, 1 in Negril, Jamaica, and in the Ocherias area, so 3 beaches properties, and 2 Grand Pineapple resorts, 1 in Negril, Jamaica, 1 in Antigua. However, that will be changing pretty soon because, again, as I said, you know, we're expanding the brand, expanding the product, and we will be building a beaches resort in Barbados as well as the Grand Pineapple in Antigua that will be converted into a beaches as well. We also have what is called a private island in the Falkland in the Bahamas. We also have a number of villas available throughout Jamaica. We have Villa Plantana. We have Villa Rio Chico in Ocherias, Sundown Villas, and Lime Key Acre. These villas, pretty much, they're located on properties where they might have like 8 or 6 bedrooms. And what it is that like an entire group or entire family can rent all these 8 bedrooms. Just like when you're traveling as a group and you'll have the entire property at your disposal. So for those who want that seclusion in that private property, then we have those available as well. So we have over 27 different properties throughout the Caribbean. And as I said, you know, we continue to grow. The next major plan we have is the Sandals Barbados property that we just acquired in November. That property will be closed on April 1st, and they're going to spend over $50 million renovating that property. By the time it's reopened back in December, they'll have over 10 different restaurants as well as other facilities and other amenities and service at that resort.
Wow, this is awesome, David. $50 million into that resort, huh?
Definitely, yes. The new Grenada property that they just opened, I mean, it is a new hot spot and everybody is just, you know, buzzing about it. But the chairman actually remarked that you have not seen anything yet. By the time it finishes Barbados, it's going to be a sight to behold.
Oh, wow. That's a total transformation then.
Definitely. Total transformation. Right now, the property only has 3 restaurants. And by the time we're finished, we are going to have over 10 restaurants.
Well, I'm looking for a tour then.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Let me see here. Did I have any more questions for you, David? I think, you know, that's all I had as far as asking questions for you this evening, David. Which I guess information was well informative for those who didn't know. Very enlightening to me as well. Like I said, I'm waiting and looking forward to just returning to Sandals once again, that's the only reason we head off to is Sandals. No other place but Sandals and beaches, though. That's all we go.
Yep, you and me both. And as I said, especially after this winter, I can't wait. By the way, I should tell you that within the next 3 weeks, I'll be heading down to Grenada as well. But have no fear because, of course, you know, as part of the partnership that we have with Caris Travel, we will be having some mega fams again this year. And on the return, we'll be stopping in Grenada. So, again, you'll get an opportunity to actually see that resort as well.
It's something to look forward to.
Oh, definitely for the fall.
After we missed the last fan, but it's okay, though.
Yep. I make it up to you for this coming one. Definitely you have to be on this one for this call.
With David, I know Dwight was winding down, so I just thought I would jump in while he was winding down, because I really wanted to know, like, I'm excited about Barbados. I'm really excited about Barbados. And have you gone to that resort yet? I know you have.
For that, actually, I haven't visited Barbados as yet, because we took it over from couples and in November. And since we took it over, we haven't done anything to it. It hasn't been branded. So, as a matter of fact, no travel agents have visited that resort, only guests. So that is why Mr. Stewart is going to close it in April and really just vandalize it, you know, add the new restaurants, and then it will be reopened in December. So until then, you know, we'll be able to see it. So, but as I said, you know, we're really excited about that because, as I said, you know, he promised to deliver a product that is like second to none. So, you know, looking forward to that as well.
Okay, well, that's excellent. So, but with Grenada, you said how many restaurants is it going to be in Grenada?
Well, I was saying Barbados is going to have over 10. For Grenada, we have approximately nine restaurants in Grenada. As a matter of fact, there's a first of its kind in Grenada. We have a world-class steakhouse called Butch's Chop House. In addition, there's Kimonos, we have Soy Sushi Bar, Neptune's, Café de Paris, Cucina Ramona, Dina's, as well as a French restaurant, Le Jardinaire. So, you know, again, we believe in choices, and this resort only has about, 210 rooms. So, you know, again, we believe in choices and giving you, you know, more restaurant per rooms at the resort.
Okay, great. So for Grenada, so they don't know how many restaurants will be at that resort? I know that they're going to add, but I know that I was looking for that taxicab when I was in New York. I was trying to find that taxicab.
Oh, the that wrapped vehicle.
Yes, like for Butcher's Steakhouse, I was looking high. Look, I was looking. We were really, really looking, but we didn't see.
Yeah, that was only there for a limited time, but well, back to Barbados, though. I mean, one of the restaurants they're going to be building there actually is going to be an Indian restaurant in Barbados.
Okay.
One of the 10 that
oh,
is
wow.
that is going to be there. So that's another first at Sandals. But I mean, as I said, I'm very excited to be visiting Sandals La Source in Grenada. I mean, it's just an unbelievable product. And again, the people in Grenada, they're very warm and friendly. Of course, you know, there's a little history behind Grenada in that they had that invasion where the American, you know, they had a coup there pretty much, an American, you know, went in and, you know, pretty much brought back their, you know, the government, you know, back to them. So they're very grateful to the American people. And again, you know, once Americans come over there, they're just so very appreciative and happy. And, you know, so again, they're very warm and friendly people as well.
Okay. Well, that truly is a blessing. And, you know, we're just grateful for all the Sandals bring to our clients and to us and our families. So we have a little over 10 minutes left, and we have a few questions that came in. So I just wanted to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So Karen from Atlanta, she wants to know, where are you from? Because she hears an accent.
Oh, well, I was fortunate enough to... I was born in Jamaica. I was born in Jamaica, and I started in the hospitality industry at one of the resorts we had back then, Sandals Dunn's River in Ocho Rios. Then I migrated to the United States in 2000, where I worked at the head office at Sandals in Miami, and then in 2009 moved out to Pennsylvania in a sales capacity. But I was born in Jamaica.
Okay. So, Karen, I hope that answers your question. I have another question. Joyce from New York, she wants to know how many Sandals have you stayed at, and also how many Sandals do you visit in a calendar year?
Oh wow! It sounds like she wants to take my job. You know, the good part about my job is that I am mandated. I am mandated to visit every single property every single year. And it's so funny because with these new properties that we're building, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I have to visit every property in some capacity every single year. So I have stayed at every single property we have, with the exception of Sandals Grenada and Sandals Barbados that just came on stream. And as I said before, I will be going to Grenada in the next 3 weeks. And Barbados, I won't be able to go until December when it reopens after they have completed the renovation. But we are required, you know, all my colleagues and myself, we're required to visit every single property every single year. Because as you mentioned earlier, Deidre, I mean, every single year they keep on, there have been announcements and the property keeps on changing. So I have to go to the resort, experience the product so I can come and speak about it, you know, confidently to you as I'm doing right now.
Okay. Great. Okay, Jermaine from Philly wants to know, how long does it take to get to Jamaica and what's the best airline?
Well, personally, and that's a good question, because for me and to each his own, whenever I go to the resort, I usually take American because I connect through Miami. For a number of different reasons. One, as I mentioned before, I used to live in Miami, and I lived there for about 10 years, so I still have roots in Miami. So sometimes on the return, I lay over for a couple of days. But apart from that, I don't like to fly for too long, so I like to break up the trip. I mean, I don't mind the takeoff and landing, but I don't want to stay too long in an airplane. So I always take American where I connect. However, we do have direct flights on U.S. Air from Philadelphia to Jamaica. Now, as we know also, with the merger of U.S. Air and American, you have, like when you go on either one of the, they look at either one of the inventory in terms of the flights that are available, they're both listed, you know, on each other's website, and you know, so everything is compiled together. But we have direct flights on U.S. Air, so if you want to get there direct, then U.S. Air is a choice. However, if you want to connect, we have flights on American as well. For those of you who don't mind, you know, traveling to, say, New York or Newark, then there are other options available as well. And I think JetBlue has direct flights down to Montego Bay as well. But from Philly, when I travel on American, from Philadelphia to Miami, it's usually about 2.5 hours, and then from Miami to Jamaica, Montego Bay, it's 1.5 hours. So roughly about 3.5 hours to 4 hours from Philly to Montego Bay if you're flying direct.
Okay. All right. Now, Billy from Philly. That's funny. Billy from Philly wants to know, he's planning on attending a Marriage on Fire retreat with about 5 or 6 couples, and he wants to know, this is his first time. This is his first time going to a Sandals resort, so he wants to know what is included with the deluxe, because that's what he'll be getting.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned before, you know, the deluxe is a standard room, but at this resort, as I said, every room has an ocean view. So there'll be a king-size bed. I mean, you have the coffee tea maker. I mean, there's a refrigerator in all the rooms stocked with soda, water, juices. So you get the transfer return from the airport, all your water sports, all your taxis, tips, they're all included, all your meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all the entertainment, you know, they're all included. For all the categories, all of that is included. The only difference is for the club level concierge, there is a concierge, you know, that is around to take care of, you know, other needs for you. And then for the butler, they, you know, just take it over to the next, you know, take it to the next limit. And with the club level concierge and the butlers, there's a fully stocked bar, a mini bar in the room that is stocked and replenished on a daily basis with premium brand liquor. And in the club level, there are additional activities that they have, like special cocktail parties. The lounge you can use with special amenities as well. But pretty much in the standard room, you get everything, you know, that the all-inclusive, luxury-included concept, you know, offers pretty much.
Okay. And Lisa from Delaware wants to know the price for a couple's massage. She says she would like to get a massage for her husband and she wants to surprise him.
Okay. The couple's massage, it's approximately the last time, I think it's approximately $250 approximately for the couple's massage. You know, $250 to $260,
okay,
the last time I checked. Just know,
yeah,
though, with the spa treatments, okay, bear in mind also that, like, at the spa, you have, like, steam rooms and saunas. You know, those are complimentary service. But once an attendant, like, puts their hand on you, you know, to do a service, then, you know, those are actually additional costs. Now, there is a service charge that is actually included, which is basically the gratuity to the spa attendance, which is approximately 10%. So you'll see that being added to the bill. So there's no need to tip them, you know, after the service, because the gratuity is actually taken out. An additional 10% is added to the bill. So that is something to note as well. And remember I told you that tipping is actually allowed. You're not allowed to tip, but pretty much just the spa, if you do the spa services, the spa attendants are allowed to be tipped, or the butlers, because, again, they take it above and beyond. So they are the only ones allowed to accept tips at the resort.
Okay. Then we have a little more than 2 minutes, so I'm just going to do one more question. Tiffany from Philadelphia wants to know about dinner on the beach. She went on a vacation a couple years ago, and we did dinner on the beach for her, and she wants to do it again on this trip. But she wants to know, is it the same, and what is the price of dinner on the beach?
The price, yeah, it's approximately
$160. It's like
$170. And, yeah, it's actually additional. However, if you're in a butler category, and you want to arrange dinner on your patio or balcony, that is complimentary. But dinner on the beach, you know, is at an additional cost. And before I forget also, talking about additional cost, when you're in the club level and above, you have free Wi-Fi at the resort as well and free long-distance calls back to the United States. So, and it's via an app. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, you download the Sandals app, and you connect to the free Wi-Fi, you're able to make long-distance calls back home to the States. You know, for the categories below the club level, then it's about $13.99 per 24 hours, or for the week, $42.99. But if you're in a club level suite, then you'll get the free Wi-Fi, you know, while you're there.
Okay, I did receive that, and I'm getting ready to download that app. But
right,
David, we have like 45 seconds left, and I don't want us to get cut off. But I want to thank you so much for your time, and thank you for all the information and education that you've given us. And of course, I got a little more information, and I just wanted to know if you wanted to say any last few words.
Just again, you know, thanks for the support of Sandals and Beaches Resort. I mean, it's a great resort. for, you know, what you guys will be doing. And, you know, I just wish I could join you in December, but unfortunately I'll be at another resort during that time. But again, thank you so much for the support, and thanks for having me this evening.
Well, David, we thank you for sharing your time with us this evening. We really appreciate that.
No problem.
Okay, and everyone, you can join us next week. Next week we'll be talking to Dr. Shabelta Smith, and we'll be talking about sex and marriage. So from this time to the next, we pray the Lord's blessings upon your life.
Amen.
Amen.
And everyone have a good night and be safe. Thank you so very much.
Okay.